This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
El Paso County's Department of Public Health will be providing the Manitou Springs community with easy access to COVID-19 vaccination. On Wednesday, May 12th, a walk-up vaccine van will be at the Econ Lodge at 103 Manitou Avenue from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. They'll be administering more than 100 doses. No appointment, health insurance, or ID is required. Crews of the Colorado Springs Fire Department worked to put out multiple grass fires Saturday afternoon. Crews responded just before 2:30 p.m. at a 10x50 grass fire in the area of Tejon and I-25. According to the Colorado Springs Fire Department, smoke could be seen in the area, but no structures were threatened. A woman was arrested Saturday afternoon, according to police, following a burglary attempt. Colorado Springs police said a man was in the bedroom of his second-floor apartment in the 3100 block of East Dale Street when he heard a voice coming from his living room around 12:10 p.m. The victim told police he found a woman attempting to take items from his living room. Crews broke ground Saturday on renovations at Panorama Park, which marks the largest neighborhood park renovation in city's history. The total project cost an estimated of $8.5 million from a variety of funding sources. One of the art features is a tile art mural comprised of more than 7,000 individual tiles to be made by community members. Both directions of I-70 between Silverthorne and the Eisenhower Tunnel are back open after an hours-long closure due to an active police situation, according to the Colorado State Patrol. According to CSP, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office Bomb Squad has deemed the area safe. However, troopers will continue to investigate. CSP says the closure was out of an abundance of caution due to reports of an explosive device in a vehicle. The sheer volume of fraudulent unemployment claims in Colorado is slowing payments for people who legitimately need the state support, according to the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. Cassandra Martin has gone 8 weeks without assistance and is preparing to sell her family's vehicle to get by. Less than 1 hour after contacting CDLE, 13 Investigates was able to get Martin's payment scheduled for Saturday.
Happy Mother's Day. I'm Storm Tracker 13, meteorologist Marty Venichinque. It'll stay gray the rest of the day today. Light precipitation off and on. Tonight might see an increase in showers across the area. Rain showers at lower elevations, some snow showers up high. Doesn't look like heavy snow anywhere, but maybe a little whitening of the cooler surfaces around Teller County and the Palmer Divide through tomorrow morning. Colorado Springs and Pueblo probably stay just wet. Tomorrow doesn't look any warmer than today. In fact, tomorrow night into Tuesday, snow could actually be heavy enough to accumulate on the higher terrain around the Pikes Peak region. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.